Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 5th, 1921. Elgin had a sane fourth, judged from the standards of the old-fashioned, full-of-accidents kind of Independence Day celebrations. Elgin escaped without a single arrest, fire, or serious accident directly due to fireworks. Because of the strict regulation of the use of fireworks here, much credit is given for the safe and sane Fourth. Not a single fire call was made over the holidays. Joseph Walker, a bather in the Wing Park pool yesterday, was severely cut on the forehead when he struck a broken pop bottle in a dive into the pool. Walker was taken to the hospital tent, where Dr. F. A. Pingree took 2 stitches to close the wound. One of the biggest days in the history of the local Order of the Moose was that of Sunday, when James J. Davis, Secretary of Labor in President Harding's cabinet, was here to address the largest gathering of moose ever assembled in the local hall. Secretary Davis, who is extremely interested in the welfare of the Moose organization, and through whose efforts Moose Heart, the home for orphan children of the Moose members, was built, gave an exceptionally interesting talk on the Moose as an order, on Moose Heart, and the splendid work done in that institution. Secretary Davis honored the Elgin Lodge by visiting it, the first of any lodge in Kane County and the second in Illinois. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.